Hi, everybody. Welcome to Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Tom Mann Jr. And Tom, the old guy, well, wait a minute, the veterans have come through pretty well here lately.
Yeah, next time you call me old guy, I'm climbing through the phone line and whop you in the head.
Well, you know, it's a situation, the old guys, and I kind of kid about that because you're a veteran. You know, you're a guy that's been out there, you've been doing this a long time, but got a big, big win down in Florida and FLW Championship and a really nice deal for you.
Yeah, Terry, you know, you've been around pretty much my whole career and kind of watched me, you know, bass fishing's like that. It's up and down, and it's been a while since I won, so, obviously it feels really nice. You know, it does a lot of things, obviously, financially for your family, and, you know, you get to kind of pay back those sponsors that hung in there with you for all those years. And, the main thing it does for me, though, is, the confidence level. I really had a good Florida swing. Fished four tournaments down there and did good in three, and only had one really bad tournament. So had a good month, and it's a good way to start the year, and hopefully I can build on it and, maybe go win another one, qualify for the FLW Championship and the BASS Classic. So, that's going to kind of be my goal for the rest of the year.
Well, I got to ask you, the stuff that drives me crazy, some of the things about, like, when you mow your grass, who does that when you're gone, some of those kind of things. But when they give you that $100,000, is that in a check, or do they give you this big briefcase full of money you get to carry home?
No, it's just a check, which is fine. I certainly wouldn't want them to give me any cash, so I wouldn't want to have to carry that around. I carry enough stuff around already, so it's just a check, so it's not a problem.
Well, that's got to be nice, because I'm sure your wife found a place for that for you.
Yeah, they always, it makes your wife pretty happy when you win, that's for sure. And, I'm glad for her. She's been supporting me all these years and, supports my fishing. And, I've got a great wife, and she's been there for the ups and downs, so it's a good feeling.
Well, she is active. It's really funny. A lot of times we probably don't give credit where credit's due. We talk about the anglers all the time. But in reality, it's that lady that's with that angler a lot of times, that wife that gets you over the humps when the rough times do occur, isn't it?
It really is. We have one son, and of course he's in college now, but she stayed home and raised him, all the years that I was out there on tour. I've been out there for 20 years, so, he's finally in college, so, she gets to come out, with me some now, and, which is great. I mean, it's great for her and great for me, too, and it's just good to have a family that supports you, and what you're doing.
Well, you look at this thing, and it has to be that way. When you're thinking about the competition level now, as strong as it is, everybody across the country, I don't think people recognize just how tough it is to win one of these events. And then this event at Toho, it was a tough bite, too, on top of it.
Yeah, it's hard. I don't care what sport you're in. It doesn't make any difference, golf or whatever. I mean, there's some of the best golfers in the world that just never win a tournament, and there's some of the best fishermen in the world that never win a tournament. And, if you can win two or three or four or five tournaments during your career, you probably had a pretty good career, actually. Obviously, there's some few exceptions. Some of the guys have won 10 or 12 times, and that's great for them. But it is hard to win. There's a lot of guys that just, I promise you, that'll never win a tournament. You have to have talent, obviously, but, everything has got to go your way. Everything fall right into place, and you do have to have a certain amount of luck. And like you said now, you got a lot of young guys out there, and there's just a tremendous amount of talent. What's happened over time is knowledge now is out there. All the fishing knowledge is on the internet, it's in magazines, it's on fishing shows. There's no secrets anymore. So these young guys have come out after a couple of years. They know pretty much everything that we know, that the guys have been out there 15, 20 years. So, that's really what's made the difference. You got the young, energetic fishermen coming out there that already has all the knowledge. So, it's, they're, automatically, right on the same level as a veteran fisherman.
Well, you talk about that veteran, ability and stuff. And if you've watched so far this year, the veterans have done very, very well. The Jim Bitters, the Peter Tees, the Tom Mann Juniors, the guys that have been out there for a while, they're starting to find out that, hey, wait a minute, we're still just as good as we used to be, and maybe we fish a little slower, and maybe we figured out a way to maybe catch these fish when it gets tough. And I know that's probably one of your fortes as well.
Well, it is, Terry, but I have, and I learned early in my career, when I started getting a few years older, I work out three times a week. I keep in excellent physical condition. I'm as good a shape as anybody out there, but the biggest thing about fishing, don't let anybody fool you into thinking that we're, you know, we're top-notch athletes or anything. Nobody out there is that we're not playing football or baseball or whatever. You know, you do have to be in good shape, but the biggest thing about fishing is you have to be mentally in good shape. You have to be mentally strong, and that is what separates. I don't care. Age group does not separate fishermen. Now, they can have a debate from here to the end of time, and you're not ever going to tell me that a young guy is beating an older guy because of his age. That has no bearing on it whatsoever, not in the fishing sport. What does have a bearing is the mental part. Now, if you get older and the mental part of your fishing game goes, now you're done. I mean, I don't care what shape you're in. That's just the way it is. When you go out there in those tournaments and those conditions get tough like they were last week, weather gets terrible, the bite totally goes away. If you're not mentally tough, think you're going to catch a fish on the next cast, you're never going to win a tournament. You're never going to, you know, your career's pretty much over. So that's the way I look at it, you know, not the physical thing, you know, this or that or whatever. Although I do stay in good shape because I think you fish better if you're in good shape. But, you know, I think it's staying mentally strong.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, Tom, and now no off limits, you know, for FLW events. So that young guy, he can go out there 2 or 3 weeks ahead of time, you know, if he's not fishing bass or whatever, and spend a lot of time on the water. But it seems like, I don't know, you know, it just seems like the veterans right now have found a niche where they're coming out and they are using that mental aspect to the fullest.
Yeah. You know, and they have the tremendous knowledge, too. I mean, they've been in every situation you could possibly ever get in a fishing tournament. And I'm going to tell you another thing about the going out and practicing 2 or 3 weeks. That is a detriment to any fisherman. If anybody listening to this radio program thinks that going out and practicing 2 weeks for a bass tournament is good for you, they're absolutely wrong. We have proven it over and over again. I fish bass and FLW, so I never get a lot of practice. All, you know, 2, 3, 4 days max on most tournaments. Other guys are the same way. I mean, Van Dam and you talk to any of those guys, they don't practice 5 or 6 days for any bass tournament. They go fish about 3 days, and it's going to put them right on top of what the fish are doing currently. Fish, I don't care where you're at, and it's anywhere in the country, what time of year it is, they are not going to stay on those same patterns and techniques, lures, or whatever, over a week or two. I mean, you know, it changes daily, hourly. So you can go practice all you want. Now, you may learn the water. You may learn how to get your boat around in it. And where things are, but I promise you, it's not going to. You can practice to the end of time. It's not going to help you in a bass tournament.
Well, you know, you look at it, Tom. You've been doing this, as you said, 20 years, and you look at all the great things that have happened for you in your career. And you know, it's been an up and down roller coaster. You get sponsors, you lose sponsors, you gain them. You got to do boat shows. You got to do all this other kind of stuff. And where I see the advantage a lot of times to the veteran too is the fact that hey, they know how to handle this. They know how to manage their time better. And if you're not out on the water for 2 weeks, you know, you're able to manage that time that you have on the water, maybe makes you more effective.
Yeah. You know, and I think the, you know, as far as sponsors go, I think any good sponsor that's worth even having to start with, he realizes that a veteran fisherman, most of them, if you've been out here as long as I have, you've done something right. I mean, in other words, you've promoted a product, you've sold product, you know what you're doing, you know how to do it, you know how to talk to the people. People want to listen to you. And, you know, there's a lot of value, a lot of worth in that. Now, they can, you know, I mean, there's companies out there right now, some of the Japanese companies are doing it. They want to hire nothing but young guys. I mean, it's just some kind of image you're trying to create. But the problem with that is, I mean, if you stick that guy in a room, there's 500 people in there, he's got to talk for 2 hours on his own. He's dead. He's in trouble. He can't do it. The only way they can do it is, you know, is be silly and joke around. It's not going to be on fishing knowledge because they don't have it. You know, it's just the way it is. I mean, all the good sponsors that I have, reliable sponsors that I want to have, are still with me, have been with me for long term. And, you know, the reason they are is because, you know, I've done my job and, you know, I help sell the product. You know, that's just the way it is.
Well, Tom, you know, our interviews, they go by so quickly, but, you know, I know you got this extra $100,000 probably burning a hole in your pocket. And, you know, there's a little radio guy at Bass Fan probably could use some if you want to send it up this way.
Well, I would send it over there, Terry, but, you know, I heard that you and Laney are getting filthy rich off Bass Fan, so I was actually going to try to call you guys and get a loan from you.
Well, I appreciate that, Tom. Congratulations on a great win, and we're going to look for that can of money. We've been digging around out here in the yard trying to find it, and if we find it, we'll definitely give you a cut.
Okay, Terry. Thank you.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.